Did you get your nails done? Is it the foils?
I'm doing them right now.
Okay.
Was killing time.
Everyone, welcome back to the B List. I have a special return guest of sorts. You guys know her. It's Tracy Morrissey.
Reunited
United
and it
and it
feels
feels so
so
good.
good.
That was she's got her own podcast, Pot Psychology. You guys know her from there. You guys know her from here as well. And I thought it'd be fun to talk. Literally, someone wrote in the comments the other day. Hopefully I'm close enough to the mic. I think I am. They wrote in the comments and they were like, why don't you get, because you were at a Tom Sandoval concert or something.
In Long Island.
Oh God. We'll talk about it. You
Yeah.
know, but you know, I'm not like a Vanderpump Rules.
Has any of this
Spilled
piqued your
over.
interest at all?
So I watched the episode from last night. So we'll talk about that a bit and you can tell me
Okay.
about. Yeah, I'm only watching as the shit really starts hitting the fan. I don't care about the other stuff, like the, you
Yeah.
know what I mean? And it's too much like slow build, but I do want to see mess. But I also.
On Peacock, they put together a list of
Oh.
episodes
Oh, really?
that that are pivotal to understanding the drama. That it's I don't know, maybe five episodes or something, and it's from different seasons.
Wow, okay.
Because you have to understand also that
The dynamic.
Ariana, well, yeah, but when Ariana started dating Tom, he
He
was
was
clearly
dating, yeah.
Kristen, crazy Kristen. He was clearly cheating on Kristen with Ariana, and I think they were both lying, insisting that they were not cheating, but they were.
So then if all the angry white girls online are really coming for Raquel, then why is she not getting any of that heat as well? Because it's like usually the adage about you get them how what you lose them how
You
you get
lose them how
them.
you get them. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I thought. I mean, I
Right?
always felt bad for Kristen that then, her relationship fell apart, and then this new girl came on the show, and
Yeah.
then, she had to work with her boyfriend's, other
Yeah.
woman. But
But that's how the show was
Kristen,
founded.
absolutely. But
Sheena was
Kristen,
another woman. So,
exactly.
yeah.
But Kristen became friends with Ariana, really good friends with Ariana eventually. And Kristen said it's not the same thing, because Raquel was best friends with
Okay, right.
Ariana,
Yeah.
and Ariana had taken her under her wing, basically secured a full-time spot for her on the
On the
show.
show, yeah.
And because she was with James Kennedy, and then they broke up, so she would have just been off the show otherwise. She doesn't have any kind of understanding of social norms, you
Couldn't
know
you
what I
just be a
mean?
sociopath, though?
She could be a sociopath. She could, but I think that she is, I don't know, I think I it just seems, but it seems like something's not connecting. I feel like you have to be a little, don't you have to be a
Not
little
that
bit
I want to
smarter?
compare autism to sociopathy, but it's
Yeah,
like
no, but
that's like the definition of not under, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so, just because I can't see her plotting. She just did this. She
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah, yeah,
thinking, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
yeah.
But thank God she did, because she breathed new life into this show.
Yeah,
It
people were
really
talking about
needed
how it's,
it.
yeah,
Yeah.
for a show that I mean I don't really watch, but we'll get more into it because I have some questions and you can answer them.
Okay. All right.
I was the other day, I was like, I was this weekend and I was like, because obviously everything that's happening with Jordan Neely here in New York, and
Yeah.
I was, as usual, just bored one day and opened my mouth on Twitter because I saw a, I know, right? No, I was fine, but I was like literally fighting with like the ugliest white men on earth, like just like social justice warriors that do have no comprehension about. Because okay, so it was like a video of like all of these white activists that clearly were all from like Ridgewood or like
Yeah.
Bushwick, and they're all just standing and chanting. In the train tracks at Lexington and whatever, 60
I saw that on TikTok. I was like, these people are crazy.
crazy for the third rail, first off. But all I
And the rats.
yeah. But you know what I said? I just said, quick question. Being honest here, who does this help? Who does it help? That's like literally, that's what I want someone to answer me. And it's like, because like obviously I understand the nature of protest is to be disruptive, right?
Yeah.
But it's
To
not
make it on the
disruptive.
news.
Yeah, but it's not disruptive for any means. It's like, I think that what we're trying to accomplish here is actually hurting the cause because, like, if we're talking about housing and we're talking about, the homeless and we're talking about, you're like actually hurting the community that you say that you want to help because the people that actually have to take the train on a Saturday aren't going to brunch. They're going to fucking pick up their kids, going to get groceries, going to work because they can't take the weekends off. Like, you're actually. I just want people to like understand that like being an impediment for like the working class actually hurts it more than it helps it in the end. I think that if you're gonna do activism in that way, it should like target the people higher up on the chain that it, you know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people are getting that. And I'm like, that's what is really frustrating about New York right now.
They are arresting Daniel Penny tomorrow, though. He's surrendering.
Yeah, saw
So
that. Yeah.
it did kind of work, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought it was disgusting that he wasn't arrested
Already, yeah.
immediately.
Yeah, that was
Like,
fucking nuts. I was
he
like,
just killed someone because they were annoying. I would
they
be
just like send
like,
you home? Like, how does
if
that
you're, I know,
work?
if you're allowed to do that, I would have done it like 50 million times already. Like, there's
Jesus.
so many people I want to shut up and whatever, but I don't kill
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. Well, what a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
New York is
it's New
like the pits,
York.
but I don't want to be one of those people who's like New York is the pits because like it's kind of amazing, but
Are you
like,
loving the George Santos stuff?
oh my God, we're gonna get into it.
Okay,
That's actually part of my bees list this week. So we'll get.
great.
You don't have to watch the Trump CNN town hall thing. Nobody has to, but
I
it
didn't
happened
watch
last night. Yeah,
it. I
nobody
didn't
with a
watch
brain.
it. I
Yeah.
saw clips just appear on TikTok, and it was exactly what I thought it would be, and it was disgusting.
People
And I can't
laughing.
believe I it was
That's sexual assault.
a friendly audience. What the fuck?
I
Like,
mean, I
the
kind of
only
figured that
thing
that would happen.
that they would get a friendly audience, yeah, because who else wants to go see him in
Yeah,
person?
right. Like, especially in New Hampshire, which is actually pretty, well, New Hampshire's.
New Hampshire's kind of, they can be really, because they're like gun nuts, you
Yeah,
know.
that's
I
true.
don't
It's
know.
true. It's true. Yeah.
They're like, and they're very, very into like, you know, you can't make rules about me and blah blah blah. So they can be kind of Republican
Live
that
free or
way.
die or whatever. That's the thing, right? And drinking. I think like New Hampshire had like outside of Alaska, like the highest alcoholism rate. I believe. I'd have to look it up. That was like the last time I looked.
That makes sense to
Checks
me.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of my
There's
favorite
nothing
people are from
else
New
to
Hampshire,
do.
though.
What's a city in New Hampshire? Can you name one?
Portsmouth.
Okay, I don't know
Yeah, right. Yeah. They drink.
that.
shout out to New Hampshire if you're listening. George Santos is
God. I mean, he's been the gift that keeps on giving.
it's so good. It's like
God.
with the
Oh
writer's strike, I was like, I need to see a miniseries and I might have to write it. I don't
my
know.
God. Have
Read.
you did you ever see that TikTok of him, or it's like some video that went viral of him like trying to give cupcakes to
No.
people in at
Oh,
Congress in the
in the
Capitol,
hall?
like, yeah, in the hallway, and everyone's like, and no one will
Yeah.
take his fucking cupcakes. And it's like,
It was donuts, I think. He had like
oh,
Dunkin'
donuts,
Donuts.
okay. And no one would take him because people were just like, I don't know what's in that. This guy's nuts. He's so crooked. He is so crooked.
His body
Like,
is crooked too. I mean, the
oh,
whole thing,
everything about him.
he looks like he fell off the ugly ladder and hit every rung on the way down. I mean, he is crazy. And so like
Oh
it was
my
fitting inside
God.
of those weird cashmere sweaters with his like tech vest. It's nuts.
And his machine
And his
gun
machine gun
pin.
pin, I hate him
Oh my
so much.
God. He really is the worst. Like, he just got in there, lied his way in there, and then buddied up with like the worst people because he was like,
We
well, I
know.
guess I'm shitty, so I
Yeah,
may as
this
well
just
be
checks
with the
out.
shitty people. Yeah, well, because none of the like Mitt Romney won't have anything to do with him. Like, no one who's like actually like, and
Yeah.
I feel like Kevin McCarthy just has to put up with it
Yeah,
just so
because
he
he needs
could
the fucking
get,
vote.
I know.
Well, he's already fucking. But if just in case you guys haven't been catching up, I mean, I'm sure you have if you're watching my Instagram, but 13 counts, wire fraud, mismanaging campaign finances, being ugly. The list goes, it's just like they're getting him on for every fucking thing and an astonishing pattern of lies and fabrications that I can't believe he made it this far, but it is America, so
But he only but he like he could have stolen the money and probably gotten away with it. He was just very brazen and stupid about the whole thing, like
It's like
just
Danielle
leaving
Staub.
trails.
It's like Danielle Staub. She did all this crazy stuff and then goes on national TV. It's like, why would you, of all professions, want to be a politician? Like,
He's trying to create a new narrative for himself.
I
Is
just
his
think that
mom
sometimes
even
people are.
dead at all?
I don't think we ever found that out. You know, my friend Michael Gold is the one who did the expose on him.
Sick.
Yeah,
Nice.
love Michael. Shout out.
Wow.
He was on MSNBC this morning talking about it.
Wow.
That is what a fucking nugget.
Oh
That
my
is so good.
God.
If I ever do run a Reddit, I'm gonna definitely tap him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, get the option right now.
Yeah.
But George Santos, like, I didn't read to see like how much time he's possibly facing. I
Oh my God.
can't imagine he's
It's up to
gonna.
20.
Wow.
Up to 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I
And
can't
this is just
imagine
on the
he's
federal
not
charges,
gonna.
by the way. He's still under investigation in the state of New York, I believe, and also an international fraud investigation in Brazil.
Oh my God.
So yeah, this could just be like the avalanche of fucking things. I think they're just like, yeah.
He's
Woo.
incredible. Incredible. How dumb? How dumb
He's
do
been
you have to
fundraising on
be?
Twitter.
Oh my God.
This is so crazy. Did you see that what I'm calling the spy twink? Did you hear about this?
No, what's that?
He had a twink working in his who appears to be a twink. I can tell a twink because I could tell a twink from a mile away, but it was on Twitter, this guy named Derek Myers, and he tweeted yesterday after the report. He said, "I can publicly confirm that during my brief time in the congressman's office, I had met secretly with agents from the at F he added the FBI in an effort to work as a right fucking idiot in an effort to work as a confidential informant and human asset against the congressman during my course of employment in his office. I cannot go into further detail at this time." Well, you kind of did, sir. You
Yeah, you just
tweeted it.
blasted on Twitter. What the hell?
Why did
No
you
one's
at
ever gonna
the
work with you again. No one's now you're not an asset anymore.
Gays are so messy. I'm obsessed.
Why
Today he
did
tweeted more. He tweeted like all the stuff he said. He's like, he added him too. He's like, at Rep Santos has no money outside of the income. He talks about when Santos got his first paycheck and then he was elated. He lived with a staffer for 2 months because he could not afford a deposit slash rent because he had a bad credit score. It's insane.
Wow.
I need to get in touch with this messy gay.
You do. I want to know how he even started working there to begin with.
I'm gonna get him on the podcast. I'm calling him Spy Twink.
Bye, Twink. That's
Spy
good.
Twink, yeah.
Ugh.
From Long Island with love.
Oh,
If you guys can think of a
it's
better title for my Lifetime miniseries, let me know.
good. It's good.
Someone
Bye,
was like,
Twink.
who should play him? And I was like, George Santos. I was like, Julia Sweeney from It's Pat.
Oh, wait, It's Pat does not pass the like
Yeah, not the
the test
2023. Yeah,
anymore. Yeah, it's like
no.
wow, we were all just like laughing at this like non-binary person. That was the joke. That was the punchline. It's
I was
so
laughing
bad.
with Pat, so let's be clear on that. So,
Well, I don't know. I was like in the sixth grade.
yeah. I was gonna say one more thing about fuck, what was it? It was someone was just literally right when I
George
was.
Santos.
Yes, it was George Santos related.
There's a great picture of him, like as he's walking away after, like, you know, having to be arraigned or whatever it was that, and all these reporters are around him. And he's walking away. His wrist is out like
Yeah.
this. And he's
I'm
making like a
gonna be a Brian.
crazy. Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's such a good Halloween costume.
Yeah.
He's making this face and he looks exactly like me when like my edible hits and I'm like in public, like at the, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
He
Like,
definitely
even
does
just
drugs.
the way that he, I, well, maybe that's what was in the donuts.
He doesn't strike me the
Yeah.
kind to share drugs, though. He's not a drug sharer.
No, he's probably a moocher.
Yeah, definitely.
Just goes up to people at a party that are passing a joint and just like stands there.
He's that person that, like, when you're at the after party and he's like still there at 5 a.m., you're like, how did this guy
Who
get here? He's
brought
like, he's like talking about like his
him?
credit score and how he's like trying to sell me some pyramid scheme. I don't know. Oh.
His mom died in 9/11.
Oh, God. I should not be laughing. Someone
She's
said
not cute, though.
she did it. That's okay. So, someone tweeted, they were like, "George, you're our Princess Diana." And then he quote tweeted them with a crown emoji. I was like, more like Camilla.
Right?
More like King Charles.
I mean, I
Prince
don't even know.
Andrew.
It's but if it's an imposter, whoever is like pretending to be royal and really isn't.
Isn't that the whole premise of the Princess Diaries?
I've never seen them. Is
It's
that
like
what
a
it
reverse
is?
Anastasia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know. I did
It's
not
like a
know.
reverse. Yeah. Yeah, George, fuck him. I can't wait. I hope this draws out. This is sending me. It's like actually giving me something to look forward to.
Yes. I
Yeah.
wonder when he's gonna like, and of course he's like, this is a witch hunt. Blah, blah, blah. I always think whenever these people are
Hey,
like
witch hunt.
complaining about witch hunts, I'm like, you do know that it doesn't mean that actual witches are coming for you, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because like I
Yeah.
feel like that's what Donald Trump thinks. He's like, all
Yeah.
these witches. It's a
Well, I
witch
just,
hunt.
well, every time that you come after a GOPer with all these like factual charges, they always say witch hunt. And I'm like, well, at this point, guys, since there seems to be so many of you going through simultaneous witch hunts, maybe you guys should just rebrand as a coven and not a political
Right?
party. Because you guys are
Right?
fucking, it's weird.
Yeah. But I don't know. The only thing is that like as much of a joke as it is, like I mean as horrible as it is, I am just really enjoying the whole George Santos thing. I'm so glad
Yes.
it's in my life.
That was one of my things of the my one of my list this week, guys. So just the twink thing in general. But
Same. Well,
okay,
not the
good,
twinkie,
good.
but George
Just
Santos.
that. Okay, good.
Obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Moving on, other things I'm obsessed with. Roni, the new one is supposed to premiere July 16th.
I didn't watch the trailer. I
Oh, it's not
couldn't.
really a trailer, it's a teaser.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
Because
you
I just
really
like
don't care.
couldn't. Well, I just feel a certain way about it. I mean,
Really? Are
obviously,
you
I'm
one of
gonna
those?
watch it. I'm gonna watch it, but I like the crazy old racist ladies. Like, I want to watch people be terrible. Like, I don't want to watch
I
like.
don't think that there's any shortage of them, though. I think that Gina Lyons might surprise us. There might be some, so I
I
don't know.
meant there's one girl that like immediately left the
Lizzie.
show though,
Lizzie
because
Savetsky.
is she even gonna be
Nope.
featured at all?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because her
She like left
husband
like
said the
a
N-word.
fan. I think she said it, he said it, then the other person said it that they were talking to, but they were using it in a different context because they were trying to get him to understand the hurtfulness of using the N-word. It was just like, how are we
But
doing this?
still,
What
Papa
job have
John.
you ever worked within the first?
Papa John, like that,
Yeah.
everybody knows that that's what happened. Just
Yes.
so don't do it. Just
Just
don't do
don't ever
it.
say it. Don't
Yeah,
ever say
you
it.
don't have to. You don't have to. Wait, I have a question. Do people, or right, so do you expect people to say F word instead of, you know?
I don't like, I never even really use the F word to be like, and my friends don't really use it. It just feels very like outdated, but not in a way that we like clutch our pearls. It's just more like if I heard that word, I'm like, that's lame. Oh, the fuck is there's so many better words than the F word that can hurt
Yes.
so much more if that's the intention. So I don't really, yeah, I don't use it and I don't expect people to.
Well, I was watching the next best thing, the Madonna movie where she gets
Oh
pregnant by Rupert.
yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Not Murdoch.
Rupert
Rupert
Everett.
Everett. Yes. And they say it like six or seven times in the
Oh
movie.
yeah.
And actually, it's mostly children that are saying it. So I was like reviewing it with Rich, my co-host
Yeah.
from Pot Psychology. And I was like, are we allowed to say the word when we're talking about this right now? And he was
Yeah.
like, well, I am. And I was like, well, do I can
Good,
I have
yeah.
permission? And he gave
Why
me
don't you just
permission.
bleep out the entire episode?
Well,
Literally just half bleeps.
actually, I was like, wow, they said the F word like six or seven times in this movie. And he was like, why are you saying the F word? Just say, the word.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
then
I would probably say the F word, myself
I
personally.
mean, well, you're gay, so it's like you're allowed
Yeah.
automatically.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about, oh, well, that wouldn't be the
Oh,
first time that
Roni.
someone have said the F word on Roni, though, because remember Bethany said it season one.
Did she? I don't remember that.
She said F word hag. She called, I think she
Oh, I
called
mean, that's
Luann a hag or she was talking about Fire Island or something. She was like in
Yeah.
Fire Island. Yeah, I don't forget.
I mean, I've always identified as a hag, but
Yeah, same.
I
Same. My friends treat me like one.
you know what they used to say back in the day when I
What?
was in college
What?
was they fruit flies.
Oh yeah, see, I like that.
Fruit
Yeah,
flies.
like gnats hanging around the. I like that. That's see, that's actually like, that's
It makes
like
kind of it
double
makes sense.
entendres. Yeah,
Yeah, it makes sense. It's like it's an analogy, I guess,
yeah.
right?
It's not an analogy. I think it's a
No,
right
it's a metaphor.
metaphor. Yeah,
Is maybe I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You're
I like
right.
it. I know I am.
I'm on strike right now.
I'm on
No, it premieres July 16th. I'm gonna watch it regardless. I'm super hype about it, as you guys know. I love my old girls, but it's time for something fresh. They waited too long to refresh the cast, so now they got to the point where they had to do a full overhaul.
I like so I know Jenna Lyons, like I've just not very well, but I've like worked. I've
Yeah.
like J Crew was like trying to do a thing at Vice at one point, and so we were like working on some things, and they didn't come to fruition, and she ended up getting laid off during right in the middle of all of
Oh
that,
wow. Okay.
or getting let go from J Crew. So she's cool, you know, she's
Quirky.
nice. I feel like she's a little too cool for the show. I don't want them to be that cool,
I
you
think
know?
that
I
that's
mean,
the
although
outer
Leah is.
presentation, but I think once you get cameras around you that often, something's gonna, no
Yeah.
one can be, no one can remain that cool all the time. You start
That's
seeing some
true.
stuff.
I don't want to just see a bunch of like the vibe that I felt like I was getting when I saw the cast was like, wow, they just put a lot of like Heather Thompsons here.
Really?
You
I
know what I
don't
mean?
know.
Like
I think they're going to be like
successful
really,
businesswomen, you
I
know?
think that they're going to be really funny. I think they're going to like get, I think that also they're just going to kind of like get
Or
humor in the 20, in the 20, in the year, in the 2020, 23, sorry, in the 2023s. I feel like they're going to kind of like get what's going on. And like, I feel like they're going to be
okay.
really fun to understand you. 'Cause I would love to also see more of New York. Like I said, you didn't get that in the old one. We're going to Mary Beth's, for God's sakes. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, I would love to see a young mom being like, you know what? Let's go to a downtown bar and get fucked up and like hang out and go to, so you know what I mean?
That's the
I would love.
producers being lazy and not wanting to. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't. Sorry, I don't want to like shit on the producers,
Yeah.
but they don't want to. They don't want to have to get all like the releases, and it is a
I
pain in
will
the
talk
ass
to
to
you about
shoot.
something offline that I am working with a producer of one of these
Ooh,
shows on something
ooh!
currently.
Oh my God.
Really gonna be fun. But we'll talk about it. I don't
Okay.
know. So anyways, Andy said that they're super fashionable and the things that they are arguing about are as ridiculous as early Roni. So that seems hopeful. I think
All
that we could
right, well,
start
there's
there.
that.
Yeah, and build upon
I
it.
have a question. Are they organically friends?
They are. They all are.
Oh,
Yeah. I
okay,
think
that
except for
makes
like
it
one of them.
better.
No, they're all like
That
in
makes
each
it
other's
better.
lives. Yeah, they were like all, they did find a group of friends. I think that some might
Okay,
not know each
that.
other as much, but they're like.
All right, that makes it better because that's what I was worried about. I was like, oh, what are they doing? Or they're,
Some,
because
like, I
that's what
think.
I like about the other women is that. Like, I like that there's so much history there, you
No, these
know?
women, some
Like
of them have known each other for a
decades.
decade.
Okay,
Yeah.
good. That's good. That's
I have faith.
reassuring.
I have faith.
Okay. I mean, there haven't been there well there have been bad Housewives seasons, but I don't think there's never been a full entire reboot, right?
Never.
Like where not one single cast member made it over.
If you had to pick another city that got an entire cast reboot.
All right, what do we got here? I mean, Dallas. I would love to get Dallas back.
Well, that's not. And
I
that
mean,
would
you could
be
only
bringing it
come
back.
back.
Which one do you think that
Okay.
is doing so poorly that that deserves?
Currently a reboot? Not, I mean, like, I guess the only answer would be Jersey, right? I love Potomac. Don't touch them.
Yeah.
I love Miami. Don't touch them. And Beverly Hills. I mean,
Well, this leads me
I've
into my
heard.
second thing of the week, by the way, on my list.
What? Whoa, what?
Real
What is
Housewives of
it?
Miami is moving to Bravo. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, I heard that.
But you know what? I'm like a little bit
Them.
bummed because I like I like that only the diehard people Because I feel like when the conversation around Peacock shows, it's all like people that really go out of the way to watch Peacock and they love these shows. And the conversation is from people that like truly get what's going on. And then I feel like when it goes to
Yes.
Bravo, it's going to be like, I don't get it. Why aren't
Yeah.
they?
I was watching Below Deck.
It's like, this isn't a show for you. Go watch Beverly Hills. Like, Miami is
Yeah.
my diamond in the, you know
Oh,
what I mean?
Miami's the best one right now.
It
It really
is.
is. It is everything.
Did you hear Gertie? Did you hear about
Yeah, so
Gertie?
sad. Yeah.
But you know what? Thinking positively, because, well, just in case you guys haven't heard, Gertie announced that she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's been pretty recent as things
Yeah.
go. But I think that
They must have caught it early because what is she like? She's how old is she? She's probably
She's
over
pretty
40.
young,
Oh, is
less
she?
than
If she's
that. Yeah, she's pretty
under.
like 30 something.
Oh, well,
And
then maybe
also,
it's not.
in the like the grand scheme of cancers, like breast cancer is typically one of the more easier
Easier
to like, yeah, to kind of deal with. So that's,
bounce back from, yeah.
yeah. So, yeah. But
Well, I guess
yeah,
now
I would
she's gonna
have.
get a new set of tits.
Yeah. You think Jersey? I don't think Jersey. I think Jersey has a lot of really good moving parts. I think OC is just like, maybe move OC to Peacock.
OC, I forgot about OC. I forgot
Move
about
OC to
them.
Peacock.
I'm actually excited to see Tamara again. And
I am too, but
the
it's
fact that
still not going
she's
to hit.
fighting with Heather
Yeah.
the whole season, like, what's that going to be like? I
Poor
saw
Heather.
them actually, they were out partying like late last night because
Oh, really?
Taylor Armstrong. Yeah, I just remembered. I have a TikTok of them.
Oh, I thought you really
I'll
saw them. I was like, we saw
no,
them,
but
and you're like,
she
no, I saw
posted
them on
it.
the internet.
No, she posted it like in real time
Oh, shit.
because she never would have put, I so I saved it. She never would have posted that if she hadn't been completely three sheets to
Wasted.
the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks terrible in it. It's
Love it.
her, Shannon and
Taylor.
Tamara like just wasted
Love
dancing.
it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Bring back my
Taylor,
girls.
oh my God, it looks like Taylor's can't even focus her eyes.
Make her full time. I don't get it. What
I
is
thought
with
they
the
were making her full time.
friend of Gina got her fucking
Still?
orange.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't know who's running things over there, but
Gina,
they're getting
it's
damn
time
oranges
for
to
Gina to
everybody.
go. It's time for
Absolutely.
Gina to go. She has to
Absolutely.
go.
What's the bit? What's the what's the what are we gaining here? Who is this? When I look at her casting, I'm like, who is this for? Right? Because if
Yeah,
you're
I
gonna be
don't.
broke bitch, you gotta be crazy. I want a broke bitch like when Tamara came on and she was like one of the broker housewives, but she was like throwing shit and calling people out and being messy.
Wearing a bikini with her tits, getting her tits taken out, putting back in, taken out, putting back in.
Kid
Like,
falls in the pool with a stroller attached. Like,
was
like,
Alexis? Wait,
oh, that
but
was
then,
Alexis. Yeah.
yeah, she was like, and we got him out right away.
Oh
But wait, what was I just gonna say? Oh, you have to have, if you're gonna report, it has to be because you had a major scandal, a bankruptcy, fraud, something.
coming
Like
back from
that. So like,
something.
yeah, like Tamara when her house went into like short sale, like that.
Yeah.
Gina just had like a messy divorce. It wasn't even that messy. Like they're already
But she
friends
wasn't even
again.
loaded before the she was just like very
Wow.
fucking normal. Like Erica Jane literally fell off the top of the planet. To now like dealing with fucking millions of dollars in fucking lawsuits and court battles and lawyer fees, and somehow has bounced back quicker. Not even bounced back, like she is literally just
An
rich.
85-year-old boyfriend again.
Yeah, like she's got it together. And you can't even move out of the casita. You live in a four. Let me stop because I'm not. Because
They have six
she's got
children in
probably
that
more money than me.
townhouse.
So I don't even know why I'm hating.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
They have six children. It's like
Yeah.
they live in a shoe, but it's a
Yeah.
townhouse.
But it's a townhouse. And yeah. Was talking about Roni. Pride, New York. I just
Okay.
wanted to talk about that.
Oh
Not
my
that
God, I
you're
forgot
gay.
it's coming up.
Yes, very soon.
Well, I have an F word pass, so.
Yeah, there you go. Christina Aguilera is our fucking performer.
Okay.
In Bay Ridge, they moved the big thing where like the person
Wait.
performs because it used to be at the piers
Why is it going to Bay Ridge?
for fucking, I have no clue, but they're
That's
charging people $300 to go to Bay
different.
Ridge. That is
Okay. Or
so.
how many gay people even live in Bay Ridge?
None. They're just
It
trying to
is
get
so
everyone out there because
Italian
it's
there.
cheaper.
Yeah, that's true. But
Literally
it's
like the
so
reddest fucking community.
absolutely in all of Brooklyn.
like so close to Staten Island. I can't. It's just like ridiculous. Meanwhile, in LA, do you know who's headlining LA?
No.
Rich would love this. Mariah Carey and Meg Thee Stallion and Tinashe and
She
Carly Rae
won.
Jepsen.
Oh my God, I want to go for that. Holy
We have
crap.
Christina Aguilera.
That's not okay.
You know
Why?
who?
We need Mariah. She's the one from New York.
It
Send
makes no
Christina.
sense.
Yeah.
You know who I said?
Who?
Oh, I ran into this weekend. Miley Cyrus knows who I am, by the way. Just gonna throw that out there.
Why?
This weekend I
How?
was somewhere. This guy follows me for years on Instagram, and I don't want to say his name because and he follows me on Instagram, but I've never really talked to him. We just like have followed each other. He lives in LA, and I knew that he's a talent manager. He manages like all these huge acts and stuff. And I think I knew that he manages Miley. I'm not sure, but I saw him from across this party, and I was like, "Oh my God!" He's like, "Oh my God!" And we just talked for like an hour, and he's like, "No, you're like, I love your Instagram." I was like, "Oh my God, thank you!" And he's like, "No, me and Miley, we sat at a photo shoot the other day. We're looking at it." I'm like, "Wait, you and Miley Cyrus looked at me?" And she's like, "No, she's with me all the time. She loves your Instagram." I'm like, "Tell her to fucking follow me. What the fuck?"
Follow, give a repost,
I
something.
love Miley, I really do. But I said to him, I said, "Miley should be doing Pride. That would be so good because she has an album to promote. She's messy in a fun way.
Yes.
And I
Yeah,
feel
yeah,
like she would
yeah.
do it for the story. She would do something fun. I feel like she would bring someone fun out."
Is Lady Gaga just not available? Like, what? Why Christina
She's
Aguilera?
busy. I know she was just here filming that movie, but I think
Oh
she's
my
like doing not the
God.
music thing. So, but you know what? Lady Gaga, like, it's, I get it. Like, it would draw a crowd, but I want someone that's not going to make it impossible for me to get tickets. Like, Miley is very kind of a specific taste, and it's like messy and it would be fun. And that's someone I would want to get like drunk and see during Pride. Right. And she's got fucking bops, like decades of bops.
I mean, well, I've really, you know what, a Christina Aguilera song I really love is Come On Over. It's such a good video when she unzips her jumpsuit and then it goes into this next scene.
Do you do just what you like? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's good. I like the Latin version.
It's my favorite Christina Aguilera song. So she peaked with the first album
Yeah, for sure.
for
She's got
me.
like a lot of hits, but like I said, like Miley, I think has even more turn up bangers, and they have more eras.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know. I mean, I guess I don't get a vote here,
Yeah.
but I would absolutely rather go to the LA concert.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That one's good. Why do they have all those acts?
Because they're LA and they get their shit together, and we're like stupid fucking New York. We're just
No one
like,
wants to play in
we're too
fucking
busy
Bay
standing in
Ridge.
third rail train tracks
Wait, it's Bay
and
Ridge or
like
Bensonhurst?
Bay Ridge. Same
Bay
difference
Ridge,
though. At that point, seriously, once you get below the park, it's like, fuck it.
What a way to teach. Wait, so is that,
Imagine
are they
being gay and
considered a
everybody.
grand marshal?
Imagine what that's going to look like on the fucking the day of the Pride thing. People are going all the way out there on the fucking train, dressed in different
That's gonna be really funny.
gaggles of gay, dressed in different themes. It's going to look like a gay Warriors. Which that movie hits, if you guys have not seen it, except everyone's gay. Oh my God, I love that movie so much. I love
It's so good.
post-apocalyptic movies filmed in New York, like Escape from New York, Warriors, Taxi Driver, all of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck to everyone going. I won't be
Wait,
there.
which weekend is New York
It's
Pride?
literally right when I get back from Memorial Day, so it's like I think it's like
Oh,
the
is it the first
first.
weekend?
I think it's the first week of June or the
Okay.
second week. Don't quote me. It's like either the first or second. I always just remember because I can feel it. Because I always go to
You can
fire
feel
up. Just feel it. The vibe. It's a
it.
feeling of tiredness because you're coming back from fucking Fire Island after Memorial Day, and then you're like, oh, more? Okay.
Well,
Yeah. Well.
it'll be a fun few weeks.
Yeah. I had Met Gala written here, but I literally don't care, and everyone's already over it, and we
I
shouldn't
didn't watch it.
discuss. Yeah, I don't
I
do
didn't
that.
watch it.
I
Yeah.
don't. Red carpet culture is just like completely. It's like very stupid now. The internet ruined it. It used to be fun when it was Joan Rivers, and we would like
Yes.
listen to her talk about it. But now everybody
Yes.
thinks they're Joan Rivers, so I'm like, I can't do
Yes.
this.
I, it's like, it just, It just seems to me like the whole Met Gala thing, like knowing like the way that Kim Kardashian, like last year with the Marilyn Monroe dress and stuff, how like she only wore the real dress on the red carpet and she got changed immediately out of it as soon as she like got off the red carpet. And it doesn't seem like they're like people show up in like, you know, wearing like roller coasters and things. And it's like, you can't. How do you even sit down for the dinner or whatever? Like, how do you even sit? Like, remember when Katy Perry wore
The
cheeseburger?
hamburger.
Yeah. Oh my God, that pissed off Andre Leon Talley so bad.
It's just foolishness. It's just like white people doing crazy foolishness, foolish stuff. And I'm like, this
It's
is
not
so,
fashion to me. It is sad that
As I'm sitting here in
Karl
sweatpants, it's not fashion to me.
Lagerfeld.
I sit in my like
But
walk up in Brooklyn wearing sweats like on Zoom. Listen, I want
Well,
to talk about a bunch of other things. Well, let's talk about one more thing and then switch over to the bonus
all
so that we
right.
can go over a ton of stuff that we haven't even gotten into your list. Well, we got into one thing from your list.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing from your list before we go over to the bonus.
Oh, well, we like half did a thing for my list. We talked a little bit about Vanderpump Rules, but I'm really excited for next week's finale and then the reunion after that. Like,
See, I'm gonna
I'm
watch those.
just so excited for that. Like, Ariana's dress fucking killed it. Like, she did you see it? Like,
No, it looks good.
she oh my God, like,
She's
what
the
a
only dress I
revenge dress.
liked.
That was the that I mean, I can't think of a better revenge dress to wear, revenge dress to wear. Like, that's the best one.
She should cut her hair, I think.
Yes, she had short hair before and it was so
Like a
cute.
something really kind of jar,
It's like
like, you
a
know what I mean?
wild bob. Yeah, it was like a wild bob with like in her hair, she would like pull it all over, you know what I mean?
Something, crazy. Go nuts. Fuck it. And have a
Yeah.
husband. I want to talk about a few things with you. I want to go over the rest of my list. And I
Okay.
want to talk about the coronation of King Charles. I just have questions. Summer House. Do you watch Summer House?
I don't.
Did you
I'm
watch the new
sorry.
Summer House, by the way?
I didn't.
Well, I'll talk about it right here really quick. The new Summer House, so much better than the old Summer House, guys. I'm
Is it all
telling you.
different people?
It yeah no, did you see the trailer? It's it's
No.
Martha's Vineyard and it's
Should I get into all black people?
all black people, and it's in Martha's
Cool.
Vineyard because Martha's Vineyard has a history of, it was like the first place where blacks would go really vacation because they
Oh,
had
I
an
didn't
all
know
black
that.
inn that accepted black people, and it's like a kind of got a rich history of like so, but anyways, I think this cast is actually super likable and they just jump right in and they're already kind of
Okay.
bickering about super stupid summer house stuff, but I don't know, something about them, I like these people so much more. I would rather hang out with them. The vibes are just so, you guys definitely check it out.
Have you ever
It's
been to
worth like at
Martha's
least.
Vineyard?
I have not been to Martha's Vineyard because it's so much more exclusive than the Hamptons. It's like you have to take a plane or a ferry. Like it's pretty far to get there because it's, you know, it's an island. But I've been
Yeah,
to Provincetown. It's close enough, but so,
yeah.
well, I can't wait for Summer House
Oh
Provincetown. That's gonna be a mess. I'd
my
do that.
God, that would be great.
That would really good. It would have to be
But
all day.
it really is just one street though, right?
It is Commercial
Basically.
Street, yeah.
But
It's
is
like a
there a
town though.
beach? Is there a beach nearby?
You have to kind of like walk through a swamp to get to the beach. It's like a marsh. I know. I'd rather be on like Summer House Fire Island personally, but listen,
Yeah,
you invite me to a house, I'm gonna do whatever. So I've told everyone, oh my God, this is probably like the 27th time I've mentioned this on this podcast, but we haven't spoken in a minute, but like
yeah.
because we've just been so busy. Did I ever tell you that they interviewed me for that show for Summer House?
Yes, you did. You
Did okay,
did.
cool. Anyway,
Yeah.
everyone,
Wait, but
real
you
quick.
never told me how like what like how far it went, like what happened.
It was like we talked the first time, then we had the full interview, which is like about 45 to an hour around then. And then that was it, really. I think maybe that
Is
was
that in
when
person?
it was on Zoom. And
Oh,
then
okay.
we and then they found, I guess, Gabby and or was that the same season? Was it that season? It was like,
Yeah, it must have
I
been.
can't even
Yeah.
remember if it was like last spring or the spring be I can't remember. Anyways, yeah, they pick someone else, but all the new people they pick are flops anyways, so
Is anyone gay?
not currently.
Have they've had gay people on before?
Yeah, but they're all flops.
Oh.
Not hitting.
That would have been a lot of pressure on you.
Not really. I would
To
just like
not
literally
flop?
be, no, there's no way I'm a flop in that house too. With this conglomeration of people, absolutely not. I could like literally just like stay in bed all day and I'd still do better than the bed sore girls. I call them the bed sore girls, the Paige, Amanda, and Sierra. They just like lay in bed all summer long in wet swimsuits. And oh, by the way, they just started trolling me about it because Bryce, shout out to Bryce. Bryce Sanders has been on this podcast. He's an Entertainment Tonight host, and he had Paige on his show, and he was like, "Oh, did you know that the internet affectionately dubs you bed sore girls?" And I'm like, "Not so affectionately, but sure." And she was like, "Oh, I kind of like that." And then they started tweeting about it. Now they like put it in their stories, like back with the bed sore girls. I'm like, "Oh, I should have trademarked
Wow, you
that."
made that BSG, you made it happen for them.
Then someone else, everyone kept sending me yesterday some account, one of those like weird like Bravo by whatever accounts, and it was like they were like they put up some story that was like, while you guys are sitting around making fun of them for laying in bed all day, so and so was in the new mags in the new Glamour magazine, and this person started a new podcast, and this person did it, and I'm like, just say
Okay,
my name.
whatever.
And then Paige was in the comments, and she said, and we're not trolling the internet either. And I'm like, I know you're not talking about me, Paige, because you troll people on your show. That's what you do because you don't have a storyline.
What does she
So,
look like?
Paige,
Is
if
she
you
the
hear
one with
this,
like brown
girl,
hair?
fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's on with Paige. Wait, I want to see what she looks like. What's her name? Paige what?
It's Italian, I forget. Guys, I'm just kidding. It's not really fuck
Paige
Paige.
Summerhouse. Okay, yeah, this is
Not
the
really
girl
fuck
that.
Paige. I don't like it. It's just like, don't play with me, y'all. It's just a little name. Y'all have a little fun. It's like, this is the reason that Summer House is flopping to me is because no one has a fucking sense of humor. Okay?
Oh, so
And you lay in bed
it's
all
not
summer?
good.
What?
So it's this season's not good.
Flops. Not good. Recast. That, you know, that's the Bravo show that we need to cast from the ground up.
Oh, I like some of her clothes.
They're all Zara. Oh, let me stop. Guys, we're going to continue this conversation over on the bonus episode. I want to talk to Tracy about the rest of my list. I want to talk about really digging to Kim and Croy because we heard that's a, yeah,
Oh,
we're going to talk about
yes.
that. I have a blind item that I literally just got 5 minutes before we got on here.
Oh my God.
I want you to talk about the OC trailer. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta that just premiered
Okay.
and what we think is going to happen with Real Housewives in New Jersey. That's a lot. So we
It
got a
is a
lot to cover.
lot.
We have a lot of ground to cover, but
I'm
it's going to be
ready.
fun. Tell the people where to follow you. Tell them about the podcast. Anything going on there that could be worth?
We well right now, so our why can't I talk? Our podcast is called Pot Psychology. Well, I did take an edible before. I was going to tell you in the beginning, and
Whatever.
I took it right before we started, so I think it's starting to kick in right
Oh
now.
shit.
The bonus will be good.
Yep.
My podcast is called Pot Psychology, and right now on our bonuses, we are doing the Madonna-thon, and we're
Ooh.
watching every single Madonna movie
In
and grading
chronology.
them. We're going out of order because it would have been too dark. Like, we would have had too
Yeah.
many crappers in a row.
Yeah.
Like, we needed to like have one good one so we could like for kit like get ourselves to like keep going and not like abandon the project.
So what number are you on now?
Right now we're almost completely done. I think we only have two more films left.
Are you gonna probably end with Desperately Seeking Susan?
No, we're gonna end with Truth or Dare.
Oh, the okay, that's yeah,
That's
that's
the
like
best
that's
one.
yeah. What did you guys did you guys do Desperately Seeking Susan yet
Oh
or?
yeah, we did. We just did Evita, and the songs have been in my head.
Oh my God.
I hate every single one of those songs.
Really? I love the
Although
one that's like another suitcase, another hallway or
that's my
whatever.
least favorite song. Where are you going to?
I love it.
They ended in a proposition. Rich liked a lot of the songs. I didn't love them. There is this like techno
Yeah.
remix of Don't
Oh,
Cry
there
for
is.
Me, Argentina,
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
which
It's
is
like Zany
probably
Thunderpuss or some shit like that. It's
kind
very
of good.
90s. Yeah.
but yeah, so we've been doing that, and so far I think that Evita was her best acting because it was basically a music video because there's no
Yeah.
dialogue in the movie. So
Yeah.
that's her medium, like that's what she's good at. But
Are you
yeah, so
willing
we're
to
doing
tell us your
that.
worst, or is that kind of giving it away?
Oh, the worst? Yeah,
I know
wait,
mine.
the worst.
Can I
What
say
was the
mine?
worst? Yeah, say yours.
Who's that girl? I love Who's That
Oh,
Girl.
I love Who's That Girl? Wait, that's
It's
your favorite?
formative, but it's
It was on HBO so much growing up that
yeah.
I just like it just seeped its way into me.
I
You
love
know,
it, but
it's
it's just
like
not a good film. But it's
it's
like
not a good movie, but it's
okay.
actually not her worst.
Okay.
I would say her worst is, wait, I have my grade sheet right here.
Wow.
Her worst, according to me, is, oh, of course, The Next Best Thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I didn't see
It's
it. So now I'm gonna have to see it.
really, really bad, and it's like almost homophobic.
Wow. No, yeah, it sounds like it.
And then the second worst one was Shanghai Surprise. That one was
Okay. Yeah,
awful.
I heard that one's
He
terrible. That's
has
like a huge,
so
widely
many
panned.
bunkers. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I, you know, obviously the best one is League of Their Own. That's like
Yes.
one of my favorite
Yes.
movies.
Heart-wrenching.
She's good as an ensemble character. She
For
can't
sure.
carry a movie. She
She's a
cannot be a
spice.
leading lady.
It's
Exactly.
like Sriracha. Like you don't want like Sriracha as the main. It's like an addition to something, but like you can't put it on a plate and eat it alone. It's part of a
Yes.
yeah, it's a medley.
Yeah. You need a vehicle to get it there. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna go over to the bonus episode. Guys, you know the deal. It's patreon.com/thebelist. I'm B well, I'm the underscore Pet Shop Boy on Twitter,
Yep.
B Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Go check out the bonus. We're gonna talk about so much to catch up on. Don't
I'm
want to miss
Tracy
it.
Morrissey on
Oh
Instagram.
yeah.
Tracy with an IE, and I don't
Yes.
do Twitter anymore.
Good.
Okay.
Bye guys. Love you.
Bye.